All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome in to a post-deadline edition of Daily Faceoff Live. As always, streaming on the Daily Faceoff YouTube and brought to you by Betano. Betano is the official partner of Copa America 2024. They're taking the beautiful game to new heights, whether you're a footy fan, a hockey fan, basketball, or Major League Baseball just around the corner. Betano's got it all. 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Frank Saravalli is off on a long deserved vacation. So it's myself and the former NHLer Colby Cohn. Colb, how's it going?
I think Frank deserves the week off, but I think we'll try to bring a little bit of flavor in his absence. And I told him if I text him this week and he responds, I'm going to be very disappointed in him because he needs to put the cell phone down.
Yeah, he told me he's going to throw his phone in the ocean for 3 days and really disconnect, which means he isn't watching this show so we can really have some fun. We can really screw around a little bit, which I like. We are looking for your inbox questions. They can be post-deadline themed, playoff themed, whatever the hell you want themed. And you can drop them in the YouTube chat with the hashtag AskDFO. John Goyens is going to swing by in a little bit. But Colby, now that we've had a couple of good sleeps since the deadline, let's take a look back at what we did and I guess also didn't see on the big day. We were live for 5 hours. We'll break down a couple of moves here real quick. The first, the Carolina Hurricanes. It was the night before the deadline where they added Jake Guentzel. They scoop up Evgeny Kuznetsov as well. We're starting the show with a little fair or foul. I'm going to give you this. The Hurricanes are now the most complete team in the Eastern Conference. Fair or foul?
I don't think I would say fair. I would say foul. So I guess that means I would say foul. And the reason for that, Tyler, is I think they still have a little bit of a question mark in goal. And I think Freddie Anderson, if he can stay healthy and he can play a number of games, I think that changes things. But I'm kind of a wait and see type with the Carolina Hurricanes. I think Kuznetsov, he could pay big dividends or he could be a total train wreck. You never really know. You pointed that out to me during the Trade Center show. So I would say foul. I really would. Although I really like them, I would say foul.
What did you think of the price they paid to go get Jake Guentzel?
I thought it was phenomenal. That I was really impressed with. I think Kyle Dubas, big swing and a miss on this trade. And I'll tell you right now, I watch the prospects for the Carolina Hurricanes. All their top prospects play in Hockey East. Okay. Scott Morrow, the defenseman at UMass, Nadeau, the forward at Maine, Jackson Blake, the forward at North Dakota. those are stud prospects. The fact that they went for this whole quantity over quality approach was bizarre to me. I do not think Dubas fared well on this trade. Good for Carolina for being aggressive.
Yeah, and also just Gavin, quickly flash that up again. The Penguins announcing this as a conditional first round pick is bullshit. It is a second round pick unless the Canes make the Cup final or win the Stanley Cup. So then at best it's 31st or 32nd overall. That's not a first round. That's not a conditional first round pick. That is a second round pick that could maybe turn into a fringe first rounder. So I think that's garbage. One that I think we can both agree on. Kyle Dubas was one of the losers of this deadline. You don't get enough for Gensel and you don't move on from Riley Smith, whose value is probably not going to be higher. Let me throw this your way, Colby. The most surprising name that didn't move off of Frank's, you know, we'll call it top 15 on the trade targets. If you need a little refresher, Riley Smith, Max Pacioretty, Jordan Eberle, Pavel Buchnevich, four of the top five on deadline day, didn't go anywhere. Next, you had Dowd, Johansson, Vetrano, Chychrun, guys who all come with term. They didn't move. Tyson Barrie at number 11 is probably the most surprising for me, but which one stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, the reason that one doesn't jump out is because I think they're thinking about making the playoffs now in Nashville. To me, honestly, I would say Max Pacioretty, but he controlled his own destiny. So I'm going right back to Riley Smith. How do you not move Riley Smith? Pittsburgh is a dumpster fire right now. They need to recoup. They need to admit where they are and start looking at some sort of retool, because you know they can't say the other R word when Sidney Crosby's still in town, right? So I that was the most surprising to me. He doesn't have no trade protection. He doesn't have what Max Pacioretty had. And Max Pacioretty said no to a number of deals. So that's the guy that surprised me the most. Not to pile on Dubas, but hey, listen, you reap what you sow.
The Kings not getting a goalie makes them the biggest losers in the Western Conference in terms of the deadline. Fair or foul?
I would say probably fair on that one. Just because of the fact that they do have this well-built team, and the rumor for them to get the goalie was that they were getting rid of PLD. And to me, that would have been the biggest home run you ever could have hit. You bring in Linus Ullmark, you move out Pierre-Luc Dubois. I mean, I can't think of a better transaction for the LA Kings as far as taking a guy who's been nothing but a winner the last 2 years and trading him for a guy who's been nothing but a problem on every roster he's been on for the last number of years. So I think that was a huge miss. But look, clearly Rob Blake was aggressive and willing to do it. But at the end of the day, it was Linus Ullmark and his no trade protection that said, not so fast, guys.
We're going long on this one, but one more for you out east. I named the Kings as my big losers in the West. I will name the Toronto Maple Leafs as my big losers in the East. They needed an impact defenseman. I get some people are saying, well, maybe it's just not your year if you're the Leafs. No, if you got that expensive core, every year needs to be your year. Inexcusable for the Leafs to not go out and get some form of a top four D-man. Colby, fair or foul on the Leafs being losers at the deadline?
I'm a little split on this one, and that's not normally my way. You know, I usually take a hard side on most things. Here's the thing. I like Joel Edmondson. I like what he brings. I think Lyubushkin is a solid, okay add for that team, right? And I think they also brought in, was it Dewar, right? Connor Dewar. So I think they added a little bit of sandpaper to their lineup. And I guess that's what they're thinking they're missing is sandpaper. They think they have enough goals. They like Morgan Riley to carry the mail on the back end. And I think they were just looking for some sandpaper. So I don't know if I'd call them the biggest loser. Certainly needed a top four defenseman, as does everybody else. But I'm a little more on the fence on that one. Similarly to the Rangers, who made similar sort of depth type of moves to their lineup. And I know everybody was freaked out and upset, but at the end of the day, you saw what happened when they went for the Grand Slam last year. It didn't pay off. This year, you want a little more conservative, added a little more depth. They continue to win, another win again for the Rangers yesterday, right? So I'm just kind of split on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Sorry, Tyler. I like to normally have a firm, hard opinion on things.
Let's stay in the East for our second topic today and talk about the playoff race that, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we were sitting there going, boy, the eight that are in are likely looking like the eight that are going to stick. And all of a sudden, the Flyers only have 4 wins in their last 10 games. The Detroit Red Wings have lost 5 in a row, and it comes right as the New York Islanders rattle off 6 straight wins. They now hold on to the final wild card spot in the East. Teams like Washington, New Jersey, still somewhat in the mix as well. But let's start with this team, the New York Islanders, 7-2-1 in their last 10, 6-game heater. Are you a believer that the Islanders can keep this going for their final 19 regular season games?
Well, look, they've certainly played good hockey. And when you watch the way that they're back pressuring the puck and their defensemen are killing plays, it's creating opportunities to not get hemmed in the defensive zone. They've spent way less time in the defensive zone, it seems like, under Patrick Waugh as the previous coaching regime behind the bench, which gets the puck into Barzal's hands, into Horvat's hands. Nelson seems to be scoring again. So, look, I think the Islanders are going to continue to push. They also have Ilya Sorokin, okay, who is one of the elite goaltenders in the NHL. They are on a West Coast road trip where they've had some inferior opponents, okay? They played the Ducks. They played San Jose. They'll play LA tonight. But here's what they got their next 8 games after they finish this road trip. New York Rangers, Carolina, Detroit, Winnipeg, New Jersey, Florida, Tampa, Philly. So they've got a gauntlet of 8 games after they finish up this road trip, which is the gauntlet that Philadelphia has gone through over their last number of games. They just beat the Florida Panthers the other night in a very emotional game. Then they get waxed, okay, by the Tampa Bay Lightning. So you're seeing a little bit of give and take between these bottom number of teams, but I do think the Islanders are giving themselves the chance to find their way into the playoffs. We could see a Rangers-Islanders first round matchup if Carolina overtakes the Rangers. That would be fun to see. Round 1, New York versus New York. That would be awesome.
That would be great, and it would require the Flyers slipping a little bit lower in the playoff picture. And if you don't think they're feeling the heat right now in Philly, well, John Tortorella's antics, if you want to call them that, tantrum, as it says on your screen, he gets the boot very early on in that game against Tampa Bay. And I mean, Gab, we can flash up the video here. If you're a lip reader, I mean, I'm not leaving. He's not going anywhere. He gets the boot and then gets a 2-game suspension and a $50,000 fine, the 13th time he has been fined in his NHL career. Colby, was 2 games and 50 grand too much, too little, just right?
I think too much. I honestly, like, I guess, look, I'll give full transparency here. When this came out yesterday, actually hours before this came out yesterday, I was at Danny Briere's 2-year-old son's birthday party with my family. Okay. And Danny had a phone call and he got off the phone call and he looked at me and he said, "You'll never believe what just happened." And he told me what happened. This was hours earlier. Right. So obviously I had to go right over to Sean Couturier, who was 10 feet away from me, and said, "What happened? What did he say?" And Sean told me he really didn't say anything that bad. It's when he refused to leave the bench. Yeah. Is when these things started to compile. But I guess Torts was upset because he just didn't feel like it warranted a suspension. The league felt like, or an ejection. The league felt like this was a bad precedent. Torts is going to Torts, right? But I think this could be a rallying cry for the Flyers. I think these guys are bought into John Tortorella. I think they've beaten top 10 teams all year. Yep, they're on a little bit of a slide. They didn't have Konechny for a while. They're without Drysdale. They're without Ristolainen. They played with 13 forwards and 5 defensemen the other night. You do not see that very often. So, sure, they're sputtering a little bit, but I've got a little bit of faith in this John Tortorella coach team that they're going to find themselves a way into the playoffs. It might be a wild card, but I think they've got the fight, and I think that they have done things the right way all season, and they'll get a little bit of puck luck to find their way in. I know you're not buying that. I know.
No, I'm not. I think with the goaltending situation being what it is there, I don't know if they'll have enough gas in the tank. They're starting to get outplayed in a handful of games too.
But they did just 3 days ago, they beat the Florida Panthers 2-1, and then they get their asses handed to them by Tampa Bay. That's coming off a game where Tampa Bay gets called out by John Cooper. Cooper called them embarrassing after a 6-3 loss. Okay, it was a back-to-back. You knew they were going to come out hard. The big question will be, Tyler, how do the Flyers respond in their next game? That will be a massive question.
It will be interesting. Things opening up a bit in the Eastern Conference playoff picture, just as things really seem to be closing off out west. The Minnesota Wild, they are the 9 seed right now, but hey, they're 6 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights, and Vegas has a game in hand. Vegas should get hot right away. You look, they are 9 points back of the Nashville Predators, and I know they have a game in hand, but it feels like the Wild are hanging on by a thread, and no further proof than the fact that they pull the goalie in 3-on-3 overtime, Colby, but son of a bitch, it worked. Now, if you don't know the way the rule works, if you pull your goalie in 3-on-3 OT and the other team scores, you give up your loser point. You don't get 1 point for that loss, so big kahunas on him for John Hines, but it ends up working out for him. What did you make of this move by the Wild? Did you love it or did you hate it?
I loved it. And you know why I loved it? Because it worked. And that's what we in the media do on Monday morning. We're all a bunch of Monday morning quarterbacks. He's a hero for doing it. He's got the big balls. And if it didn't work out, we would have been saying, what an idiot. Take the point. Get yourself a point in the standings. You know what? I know John Hines well. I played for him at the U.S. national team. I love John Hines. I love the way he treats his players. I love the way he galvanizes players. He doesn't ask you to do things he himself wouldn't and haven't done. I thought this sent a message that we are not done. We are not dead. We are going to push to the end. And I would expect nothing less from a John Hines coach group.
Here's why I love it. And when you watch that replay and it cuts to the bench, first off, you know, Matt Boldy's celebration, like they wanted that when they knew their season was more or less on the line there. Yeah, what a pass. But then you look at the bench. Flowers got the big grin on. Everyone's going nuts on the bench. And it's like, as bad as you needed the 2 points in that game for Minnesota, I think you also needed a bit of a rallying point for that team. It's after the deadline. They lost Duhaime, really good character bottom six guy. They lost Connor Dewar. They lost Pat Maroon in that room as well. I think John Hines recognized that this team needed something to rally around. And that right there, doing something that has not been done in the NHL since 3-on-3 OT came in, that's your rallying cry. If you're ever going to go rattle off 9 straight wins and somehow get back in this thing, I think they needed a moment like this to kind of jumpstart them and bring them together post-deadline.
Completely agree with you. It's like you're in the locker room, honestly. I'm not kidding. I'm not being sarcastic. I think you hit that note square on the head. I think coaches are smarter than people sometimes think that they are with their decisions. We'll ask John Goyans about it.
Yeah, and that's a perfect segue into our big segment today. It is the Coach's Room with John Goyans. The Coach's Room is delivered by DoorDash, 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $25 or more. All you need to do, download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. John Goyans, the former QMJHL coach, now working with TSN 690 and here every Monday on Daily Faceoff Live. John, what did you make of John Hines pulling the goalie in OT? Would you have done that?
It's necessary. It's just absolutely necessary. It is ballsy. It is, but it's also calculated. It's an absolutely necessary decision because Nashville tied it up late, which actually is going to be in one of our clips today, but Nashville ties it up late and the 1 point just doesn't move the needle enough. Listen, I know John Hines. He was in Coach's Cafe, got to know him really well. A lot of one-on-one conversations. He's a hockey nerd. He's very passionate about the sport. And I wasn't coached by him, but to be honest, I feel like I collaborated a lot with him during COVID. I can't wish him any more than the best during this playoff push.
Well, let's talk about the Nashville Predators a bit. The team on the other end of that play, 0 regulation losses in their last 10. They've been red hot for a while now, John. And the first area I want to talk about is the turnaround when it comes to their 5-on-5 scoring. What have you noticed that's caused an uptick there?
Well, before we get to the video and Gavin's going to put up some numbers here, I mean, they've had a steady season. There hasn't had to be like start from the bottom and major surge. But you look at the goals for, they're not that impressive. You look at the goals against, not that impressive when you look at the entire body of work. But as you prepare for the playoffs, you typically look at those last 15, 20 games as a true representation of that team. And in their last 15 games, as we go to the next graph, you'll see since the All-Star game, massive improvements. Like, they're first in the NHL for goals for overall, and at 5-on-5, they're third. You know, they're defending better. Their power play is up. It's upticks everywhere. So my focus for today's breakdown is going to be purely on the team and no one individual per se.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Fair enough. So what do we have in terms of video evidence for this 5-on-5 scoring?
So for the 5-on-5 scoring, and it's one criticism I have of a lot of teams, they're not offensively diversified enough. They do not score in different ways enough. And early on, they rely too much on the forecheck, which is an example right here. Third, fourth line type guys. Jankowski puts this right under the bar. They're relentless. They don't cheat the game. They reload all the time. But now they're scoring in tons of different ways. Here's a cross ice dump from their first line. They don't cheat. Everybody's above the puck, right? They kind of squeeze down the wall a little bit. What do? You got to go to the net front. Don't cheat. Don't look for easy plays. And why not be skilled? That's why they went and got Nyquist, because he's got that savvy skill set that is underrated and understated at times. He's got a lot of poise. And you would think that this first line, who's about to score another goal, have been playing together for years. And Forsberg goes and plays hide and go seek behind the net. And all of a sudden, he appears on the other side. You cannot sleep on this line. You watch how they play the give and go crisscross on zone entry. So we've seen forecheck. We've seen sustained ozone play. We've seen a zone entry, which leads to a loose puck. And now it's about puck recoveries for quick transition. Look, skate, decision. It's not the best acronym, LSD, but you've got to execute and you got to play fast. And that's one thing that they're doing. And when they play fast, again, they go behind the net. It's gone. It's up. It's 200 feet. Here's a little spin. Here's some puck protection. Forsberg's wide. He's going to get back to the interior. Here's a triangle. There's support everywhere. But it starts because they don't wait for these long stretched out set defensive zone set breakouts, which drive me bananas. They transition, and it's not always up the wall. Again, look, skate, decision. And now they're up the ice. They finish to the interior, and their slot offense has jumped in every single category. They finish to the inside, and they jump. And when in doubt, why not activate one of the more electrifying defensemen in the last 10 years in Josi? Transition to the middle, catch a guy flat-footed or falling on his back, and then boom, Yossi's going to go and bury that right under the post.
Yeah, they certainly have been an exciting team over the last couple of weeks. And I feel like every offense that Andrew Burnett gets his hands on really starts to explode. But look, John, you're a coach and you know, I was a defenseman, and you and I know that you don't win and go on streaks like these without team defense and without defending the house, defending the slot. And when you watch this team play, you know, they're very responsible in how they handle that area of the ice. What have you seen in that part of Nashville's game that's really helped them become the success as of late that they have?
Well, to your point, I think one of the major areas where Brunette was brought in was because he was going to bring a certain offensive flair and kind of, you know, let the shackles off. But I think there's an element with their relationship with Barry Trotz is Barry Trotz kind of defensive schemes, if you will. And he was known for really good slot defense. Guys don't get drawn or pulled away from the slot. Even if teams want to activate four or five guys, they're not going to really get drawn away from the slot. And that's one thing that I've noticed is their slot defense is improving. One area it needs to be better at is off the rush at times. They're giving up too many chances. However, overall, their slot defense has gotten a lot better, and it's a five-man play. You know, Saros has been good. Lankinen, when he's called upon, he's done the job. But it's five guys inside the house. So let's fire up the film because it leads to all that sexy transition afterwards. Look, it starts. They want to activate three guys rolling high. Well, boom. Now they kind of get into these situations where they press one and four guys are inside dots. And then when they steal, they slash, they slash, they slash, and they transition 200 feet really fast. Five guys in the house. Here's kind of that one press, four guys basically dot lane or inside, recover. They're going to get a little bump pass, bang, stretch that ice as quickly as possible. It's that commitment. And when they could kill plays earlier, here, Bovilia cuts the play at the blue, transition. Who's the stretch guy? It's Josi, right? Like, it's everybody is kind of filling in. Everybody's doing their jobs. But at the same time, when you see that you need to cover for someone, you cover and you cover fast. And when in doubt, you want to play 200 feet from your net. That's typically the best defense. We know a lot of teams want to use a rim release, the back of the net. Shen, people can pick on Shen for all they want. He's not an analytics darling, but he was brought there for a reason. Right there, he sits on that back post, picks it up, off the wall, chip, slash, and you're gone 200 feet. And look, they go from giving up a breakaway to five guys in the picture. Trennan, who just got traded, poise, reloads behind the net, transition, and they're up the ice. They're up the ice, and it's under the bar, right? Like, this is the thing. Their transition is leading to offense. We showed this clip the other day to actually kind of critique New Jersey and not using game management and puck management. Twice, two blue line stands within a matter of 3 seconds leads to Tommy Novak going the other way and bearing another beauty.
Last area we want to hit on is the power play. 19th in the league on the season is the Preds power play, quarterbacked by Roman Josi. What are some things you've noticed with this man advantage?
Well, it's got a lot more swagger right now. Maybe it took a little bit of time for it to get going. They look like they have a 1-3-1 at times where both downhill guys, O'Reilly and Forsberg, will play their forehand sides. Then they could be flipped. Then you could have Nyquist on the 1T side. What I like is they have different looks. And then you get a guy like O'Reilly, who's known for playing on the interior. He will do something, and you'll see it in the clips, absence of bumper, and he drifts. Next thing you know, they get two guys below the defending defenseman at the net front, and they create a lot of 2-on-0 situations. It's just a power play right now that's really feeling it. And since the All-Star break, it's 26%. That's an uptick that has been very, very significant for their scoring. So let's fire up the clips here. So watch, Forsberg is just going to draw Minnesota to the middle, and it opens up, and we talk about net presence. We talk about situation. That was a big 1 point that they got tying that game late. They support really well. They create space on the weak side really well for themselves. And again, they don't force a lot of bad shots. When in doubt, put it in 59's hands. He's going to do good things. And Forsberg continues his path down that strong side lane and puts it under the bar. What's also key and not talked about enough with power plays is PP2. They get limited time, and if they can execute semi-regularly, that uptick is huge. And here's a quick breakout speed in lanes, and your PP2 is executing. Now you got a 1-3-1 with 2-1-T type of options, but watch what happens. They stretch Colorado and watch O'Reilly's body positioning now. Now you got a 2-on-0 net presence, a shot off the back wall. Nobody's boxing that guy out. When in doubt, get your goalie involved in the power play. Quick up, beat a lazy or a late change at the bench, and get a guy like Novak to make a sick little fake. Wow. Sick little fake, like he's going to kick it out, beat Byram to the inside, and he rips it. Now you go back to their normal 1-3-1 with two downhill options. They move, they rotate. Now they're going to have three guys below the hash marks. But when you can have a guy who can rip pucks on wristers and snapshots from distance, from like that, right now Forsberg's just been unbelievable on the power play. But it just seems like whoever's going out there, there's tons of poise, and poise leads to big one tees from big number 59 with a great net presence from, again, Ryan O'Reilly. And last but not least, you got to be smart to play on the power play. This is a nifty little deflection done on purpose because he knows he's got a guy on the post. So as much as their 5-on-5 scoring is diversified, I feel that their power play scoring has become very diversified.
Interesting and fantastic insight, as always. You can find him on Twitter at @gourmet_hockey. John, thanks for doing this.
Have a good one.
Moving along to our daily face-off inbox question, and today it is brought to you by Roll Up the Rim. It's back, Colby, for Tim's 60th anniversary, and to celebrate their big year, you can win some big prizes like the all-electric Volkswagen ID4, sun-soaked Hilton getaways, and cash with a daily jackpot of $10,000. Roll Up the Rim is back, and you can play it today on the Tim's app. Colby, our inbox question comes in over on the YouTube from our pal G-Sip, who wants to know, did the Devils actually improve their goaltending situation at the deadline?
Yeah, they did. There's no question about it that they did. Did they find the answers long-term? Absolutely not. Look, I like Jake Allen. I think he's kind of a perfect type of complement goalie to a true number one type of starter. Do I think he can come in and help stop the bleeding? Yeah, I do. Absolutely, they improved their goaltending situation. I still don't think they're a playoff team. I still don't think they're all set now by any means. I don't think you're running with these two guys into the sunset. So they got better, but they still have work to do in that position.
I will say they got a little better, but it was pointless. You needed to go get a legit number one for this team next year. They didn't do that, and I think they would have been wise to hold on to their assets and take more swings at a guy like Jacob Markstrom or even a guy potentially like Linus Ullmark in the summer. I think doing what you did is just largely kind of pointless. If you were going to turn it around, any goalie can get hot for 12 games. They should have been holding on to those pieces and trying to get a more permanent solution in the offseason. So there's my answer to the inbox question. Let's move along to our daily bets. It's brought to you by Betano 19+. Please play responsibly. The game starts now at Betano.ca. A couple of plays for you here on a Monday evening. The Capitals have been playing some pretty decent hockey as of late, but the Jets are at home where they are really damn good. 21-8-2 this year are the Winnipeg Jets. Give me the plus money Jets puck line pick here as they look to begin their week and continue trying to keep pace with the Dallas Stars. A couple of shot props for you and a shot prop parlay. Adam Fox has hit in 5 in a row. Jake Neighbors has only hit in 3 of his last 5, but that's significantly dropped the price of his prop. And he has been nailing it when you look at the course of a 15-20 game stretch. This is just a little blip, I believe, in a Neighbors bounce back and Fox keeping his heater going. And this one is juicy, very juicy at plus 206 on the parlay. Shout out to Betano. That brings us to Garbage Time, Colby, brought to you by Wendy's and the Daily Face-Off Survivor Game. A new week starting now. Is this for tonight? I think it might be. Get your picks in now, dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. I might be rolling with a Nick Ehlers point tonight. Colby, anything there you like?
I like Brad Marchand to get an assist. I feel like that's always a safe play. And look, the Rangers have been good lately, and Chris Kreider is a beast around the net. I think there's a number of good plays on this one. Maybe I'll have to get involved today.
you might. Or if you can't get involved in the Daily Faceoff Survivor game, $3.49 for a six-pack of nuggets. That's a deal you can take advantage of any day over at Wendy's or on the Wendy's app. Colby, garbage time, out to the American Hockey League. What's caught your eye?
I mean, there's so many reasons why I loved this video. And the main reason is the guy, Dursik, who made this decision to, A, abandon his team at the end of last season or two seasons ago. He then goes back into Toronto playing against the Marlies, scores a goal. He showboats in front of the bench, and then he turtles when Kyle Clifford comes for him. Roll that clip for me, Gav. Here's my favorite part of this whole thing, Tyler. The guy who did it is Johnny Lazarus's old roommate. They were roommates. And come on, you're not surprised, right? You had to know my co-host for Morning Cup of Hockey. Shout out Johnny Laz. But yep, that is his roommate. And here's what you got to know. If you act like an asshole in the American League, people are coming to find you. There are some scary dudes in that league. You showboat in front of the bench. Be ready to answer for it. And when Kyle Clifford starts sniffing around for you, don't turtle. Just tie up a little bit. I mean, this was bad form all around. You know, there's Clifford chasing him around. There's the turtle. The announcers were just going in on this guy. I mean, I could see Johnny Laz doing this. That's probably why I love it so much. But look, the American League, something we all refer to as the jungle at times, you better be ready. You skate by the bench after you celebrate a little too hard like that, someone's going to poke their stick out you, I promise. So
even there, he kind of gives Clifford a whack and then starts skating away like, yeah, man, I mean, don't poke the bear and you won't have to deal with that. Could have just taken your goal and skated off and not had to deal with this. But
this goes back. It does go back to a couple of seasons ago. There's history there. So, hey, if you're going to poke the bear, be ready for a little scrap. That's all I got.
Fair enough. There you go. Garbage time brought to you by Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. We went real late today, but there was a lot to get to. Colby and I will be here all week. So if you're over on the YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button and join us again tomorrow at noon Eastern time.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Boom.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.